Iron Man dropped his faceplate and powered up the suit's repulsors.
I'm scanning multiple incoming bogeys. We're under attack!
Reed turned quickly. Sure enough, the rest of the villains had seized the opportunity to attack while the heroes were talking to Victor. They came charging over the nearest rise en masse, with the Enchantress in the lead. Kang was beside her, already firing. Spectrum flashed into pure light and dodged the beam from Kang's gun. Behind them came the Wrecking Crew, Molecule Man, Dr. Octopus, and the Lizard. Two of the Wrecking Crew, Bulldozer and Piledriver, piloted a three-legged turret with a mounted cannon. They blazed away recklessly, the cannon fire chewing up huge pieces of ground, sending the heroes scattering. As he stretched and dodged, Reed regretted their trip to the crash site. It had cost them precious time that they could have used to find and exploit whatever resources the Beyonder had left here on
that world.
Was it the Beyonder's voice saying this? Reed didn't know, and it felt the same as his own thoughts. And that was dangerous. The rest of the heroes rallied.
X-Men, to me!
Wolverine's claws snapped out. He dropped into a fighting crouch, waiting for the first target to come within leaping distance.
Avengers, assemble!
Cap charged to the forefront of the group.
Avengers? We're not all Avengers.
Remember what the Beyonder said! Line up the body bags till we get anything we want!
Who needs an excuse?
Bulldozer manned one of the guns on the turret and blasted away at Thor, who held tight his mighty hammer Mjolnir as it soared ahead of the rest of the heroes' group.
Let's just do it!
Only Doc Ock seemed to hesitate.
Wait, we must strike all at once!
But none of the other villains were listening. The battle was on, and all of them had the Beyonder's words ringing in their heads.
Slay your enemies, and all you desire shall be yours.
Copyright Marvel 2015.